Are children with ASD more likely to experience trauma? And if so, why would that be the case?
So there's not a lot of research on this topic, as the impact of trauma on children with ASD is just starting to be explored by the mental health community. Their early studies indicate that children with ASD are more likely to experience trauma and complex trauma as a result of their ASD and related environmental factors. Several studies have confirmed that children with ASD are more likely to be bullied in social environments, which can have an even more traumatic impact on them due to their lack of protective factors, like a supportive peer group to back them up. Children with ASD are also twice as likely as their neurotypical peers to have experienced four or more adverse childhood experiences, which is correlated to more negative mental and physical health symptoms in adulthood. This finding is thought to be related to the fact that families who have one or more children with ASD are more likely to struggle with poverty and family conflict due to the stress. However, a lot more research is needed on this topic.
Why is it still unusual for someone with ASD to be diagnosed with TSRD as well?
Well, there are a few reasons that a child with ASD might be less likely to be diagnosed with TSRD as well. For one thing, due to their communication and social challenges, it might be difficult for these children to talk about their traumatic experiences with their caregivers or other adults. Even if they are experiencing bullying or being abused by someone, they might be unable to tell an adult, or they might even feel like it's not important. It's also possible that due to diagnostic overshadowing, clinicians and other mental health professionals may attribute all of their challenging behavior or emotional distress to their ASD. As we discussed in the last segment, sometimes the behavioral presentation of symptoms can look pretty similar. This can sometimes result in a misdiagnosis of TSRD. Another hypothesis is that people with ASD may express their symptoms of TSRD in a different way than neurotypicals due to their different way of thinking and responding. So if this is the case, then it will be very important to develop some assessment tools specifically for people with ASD that can help them report symptoms of TSRD and other mental health disorders like anxiety or depression.
Are children with ASD likely to be more significantly impacted if they do experience traumatic or highly stressful experiences?
Yes, they are. For example, if a child with ASD is bullied at school, they're less likely than a neurotypical child to know the best strategies to use to fight back or to protect themselves. They're also less likely to have social support, less engagement with peers, which serves as a significant mitigating factor when a child or teen is being bullied. So the resulting social isolation, in combination with not having the skills to make other friends, can have devastating effects on a child's mental health. In addition, children with ASD are so sensitive and vulnerable to daily stress from slight changes in routine or unpredictable events. Daily living and coping with the typical sensory and social demands at school and in the community could result in them feeling just generally unsafe and threatened. Compounding the situation with an unexpected traumatic event, or a series of them, could result in much more severe TSRD. Other characteristics that come with an ASD diagnosis could also exacerbate the impact of trauma. Many children with ASD have a lack of cognitive flexibility, which would make it much harder for them to adjust to a negative event in the environment. Others have a higher tendency to ruminate on past events, and this could also increase the subjective impact of a traumatic experience.
What should a parent do if they think their child with ASD is also suffering from TSRD?
Well, there are an increasing number of therapists who have experience in education working with children with ASD. The mental health community has recognized that these children can benefit from therapy and have adjusted the process to best meet the needs of these clients. The first step is to find a therapist with this type of experience. In the intake process with a therapist, it'll be important for the parent to talk about the potential traumatic experiences their child may have experienced and their concern that their child might also be suffering from TSRD in addition to ASD.
Is anyone doing research in this area? And if so, what direction is that research taking?
Yes, Dr. Hoover in Baltimore at Krieger Institute's Center for Child and Family Traumatic Stress and Dr. Connor Kearns here at UBC are both doing some very exciting research in this area. Dr. Kearns is working on creating an autism-specific trauma assessment to help identify traumatic stress in people with ASD, as they might experience both the trauma and the symptoms differently than neurotypical people. Dr. Hoover and his colleagues have recognized that it's very difficult for some people with ASD to talk about and report their experiences, and they've developed a graphic, like an interactive phone app, to help children use images to report experiences and the emotions associated with them. And I'm sure this is just the beginning. Both of these research groups will probably continue to do lots of great research and investigate how children and adults with ASD experience, cope, and recover from TSRDs in the future.